Nalami is. Tsak kaya titatiyangin. Oh! Oh. Hi. No, I don't need your help. I'm perfectly capable of getting up myself. What's wrong? God. Can't believe I used to fall for that. The lying! What do you think I meant? Don't play dumb with me. You've been playing me for a fool, so save your fucking lies. I've heard enough of them these last few months. What's this about? You don't need me to tell you. You know very well what I'm talking about. I'd only suspected, but last night, after you thought I'd left, I came back into your room. Mm-hmm, that's right. You have no idea how much joy it brings me to see that twitch on your face, like a chip in your armor. You know what I'm going to say, don't you? You remember what you spoke to your brother about in the hallway? I must say, the echo amplifies your voices quite well. You've been lying about me, about us. I'm a pawn in your disgusting plan. You don't care about me. You never cared about me. You're not courting me because you love me. You're courting me because my house is in trouble. That's it, right? No, don't bother answering. I doubt I'll get a straight answer out of you. You want to impregnate me to absorb my family and everything it owns into yours. I am not a political bargaining chip. I am a person. A real person who... A person who believed you cared about me. But you're a heartless, evil shell of a man with more charm than he deserves and a hunger for power that goes beyond what any respectable man should desire. You're sick. I can't believe I let it get this far without seeing it. As if I'd ever let you inside me. Like I'd ever let you put your godforsaken seed inside me. No part of you deserves any part of me. Not my lips. Not my eyes. Not my goddamn presence. You're a monster. And the two of us? This embarrassing sham of a secret love affair? It's over. Whatever that's worth to you. If it was ever anything more than my family's power. It's done. And I'm going to leave now. Assuming I won't be caught by your guards on my way out. No, nothing more needs to be said. I spoke the truth, and... No. This is... You're just using me. I can't... Give me something. Tell me I was wrong. Tell me there was a misunderstanding. You can't. Because it's all true.
all of it.
This isn't right. I shouldn't be taking pleasure in this. I know who you really are.
What you really are.
I can't.
My family would be devastated. They're counting on me to carry on their legacy, not let some gaudy aristocrat like you sow his seed in my womb for power it'll provide him. But it's just some kissing, though, right?
Touch me. Don't touch me anywhere. My ass? Yeah. My tits.
What am I doing? No. No.
Oh, I can't.
That's my neck. Careful. Trust you? How can I trust you after... Your hand shouldn't be down there between my legs. Why? Because you tricked me. And you don't... You don't care about me. You were... using me. You are using me. Tell me the truth. Just this once. Do you really just want me for the power I can provide you? Or do you want me, my body? Do you desire me?
Oh. Yeah.
Now let me see it. Pull your cock out. Show me how hard you are for me. Ay, apo. I can't. I shouldn't. It's so hard. Is it from kissing me? Or from realizing you're probably about to get what you want? Don't smirk at me like that. Just... I'm supposed to be running home with tears in my eyes. Not pleasuring you with my mouth. Why do I want this so badly? Push me down on it. Be forceful. Grab my hair. Hold me down. Please. Again. Make me take it. There are the tears. More. Cover yourself in my spit. on so much. Lay me back. Quick, takes my bottoms off. Nagdamnana kon kitin. Now, feel me. Do you feel that? My pussy? It's so warm, so wet. And your cock, it's covered in my spit. From when my lips were wrapped around it, and you pushed yourself into my throat. I'm ready for you. Don't let me think about this. Just take it. Give me your... pineapple. I really let this happen. You penetrated me. You're actually inside me. How does it feel? My tight cunt, getting everything you wanted, even after I caught your lie. You're practically there. Your cock is deep inside me. All you have to do is fuck away. And empty yourself in my womb. Fucking hell. It feels even better than I expected. Your cock. All those months courting me. Who would have guessed that the truth was what you'd get, you and my cunt. Oh, certainly not me. Yeah, I'll be good for you. I'll take it like a good girl. You feel so good inside me. Pounding your cock into me, into my tight little pussy. It's yours. Take it, take it. Take it. I feel like I was made for this. Made for you to pump your cum in me. Made for you to breed me. I want some of it. I do hate you for lying, for making me think I was anything more than a vessel for your seed. And a catalyst for the destruction of my family. Why do I still want you to impregnate me? Harder, fuck me harder, fuck me like I'm your whore. Fuck. It's happening, isn't it? You're going to use me. Take me first, then take everything my family owns. It'll all belong to you. All 'cause I needed to feel you inside me. I swear, I'm yours. I don't care about my family. I don't care if you love me. I don't care if I'm just a victim of your ambitions. I need it. I need your cum. I need you to breed me. Fuck the consequences. Fuck my family. Fuck you. Give it to me. Plant your seed. Give it to me. Plant your seed in my fucking cunt. Please. I'll do anything. Please. I'll be your whore. Yes, come on. Fill me with your cum. Give it to me. Come on.
fucking take me. Oh, pop all your hot cum inside me. Fuck. What have I done? It really happened. Your seed is in me. No. Just shut up. And don't move. Just let your cum do its job. I already let you have my body. May as well lean into it. If this is the fate I've found myself in, then promise me this one thing. We've both made enemies of my family, which means I've run fresh out of people I can trust. So, promise me. No more secrets. From this point on, we're in this together. Do you understand? Father of my child? Maybe not. But if this one didn't take, I guess we'll just have to try again, won't we?